Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Sex with Emily's. Today's show is all about the importance of kissing. I know you think you've got it down, but today's show will give some extra tips so you can kiss like a pro. But first, a word from our sponsor. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. I hate when they don't put free shipping in places. Free shipping is awesome. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to AdamandEve.com. Select any item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. So go to adamandeve.com today, select one item, get 10 free gifts, free shipping when you do offer code Emily at adamandeve.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Go there right now. put in your email address. I will not spam you, but I will give you the report, the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed if you're a man or a woman. Plus, I send emails, and they're really good emails. They give you some tips. People love reading the articles, just like you like listening to the show. So do that, please. I'm here with Anderson tonight, the lovely Anderson. How are you, Anderson?
Did you go to me and then take a swig and I didn't say anything?
I'm so sorry.
You know, drinking?
Honestly, I think something's wrong
with me.
Left in
a lurch?
I'm drinking. Okay, so I did my Hustler workshop, you know, in San Diego.
Hustled it, yeah.
And I was so bad. I feel like I was going to email my friend who's a doctor today and be like, is there like some kind of thing when you're constantly dehydrated?
It's called diabetes.
Oh, dude, don't bring me down.
You look like
the
you
show.
Probably have diabetes.
No.
Your feet falling apart on you?
No, I'm just thirsty.
You're morbidly
all
obese.
The time, and I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So I'm doing that. So I'm drinking water. Also, a few just little notes I got to tell you about. If you want to meet in person, which I would love to meet you if you're in the Los Angeles area, November 5th at 7:30 p.m., I'm doing an event called Beyond the Bedroom at the Body Well in West Hollywood. It's with Connor Habib and Chris Donahue. Connor's been on the show. He's like a really well-known male porn star, but he's also an amazing writer. It's called What Your Doctor Can't and Won't Tell You About Sex. What it means to be sexually healthy outside the bedroom. Check it out. It's all on my website, sexwithemily.com. And it's just donations, like $10, $20, whatever you can do. Also, Sexual Health Expo, January 17th, 18th in LA, in Hollywood. I'm the keynote speaker, but that's just not the only reason you should go. You should go because like the top sex people in the world are teaching classes for men, women, couples. And it's really cool lineup, like every topic in the world that you've wanted. And it's really reasonable, actually. But I am giving away 25 free tickets that are good for you plus one. And there's a fun party at night and there's an award show and it's really exciting. So please email me at feedback@sexwithemily and tell me why you want to go to the show. And also like us on Facebook. We need all the likes we can get because there's these mean people in the world who don't like sex and they're trying to take down our page. So the more support I get, I would appreciate it. And also follow me in, you know, at Sex with Emily. Subscribe to us and review us on iTunes. Check us out. Tell us what you like about the show or don't. And you can also, again, email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. And also, Thursday nights, we are doing a call-in show, and you can stream it. You can watch it at sexwithemily.com. You can see all the exciting things that happen during the show and call in 1-800-LOVE-191, 8:30, 9:30 Pacific Standard Time every single goddamn Thursday night. It's awesome. Okay, a little bit of sex in the news here. Sex is more important than love, according to these states. So, Anderson, there's certain states where they say that sex is more important than love. Can you guess which states those are?
New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta.
Completely opposite.
Really?
Here's the thing. So, when it comes to finding mates, priorities vary widely by state. So, the new book, Dataclysm, which uses data to examine human trends, shows that what each state prioritizes when it comes to sex and love. Somehow surprisingly, states that are politically conservative, such as Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, tend to prioritize sex over love. But also, Ohio seems to be the outlier in the U.S. It's the only state that firmly prioritizes love over sex. So most states are somewhere in the middle, but states in the north-central areas of the U.S. seem to be firmly on the side of sex. And the explanation is kind of banal. If you're looking for people to have sex with in places like Pierre, South Dakota, like smaller towns, they are prioritizing sex more than elsewhere because they can't get sex anywhere else. So they're going online and they're looking for sex. Like when we're in big cities.
How do they get this answer? Like, do they ask what's more important to you, sex or love?
Like online dating. Yeah. Okay, Cupid.
Or is it like actually how much traffic there is on those sites?
No. It's like, because you know, in your profile, like, okay, you don't know this, but you put like, are you looking for sex? Are you looking for dating? They did a big survey. So in rural, less populated areas, they're looking for sex online because they can't find it on the street corner. And in LA, we can find sex anywhere, but we're more looking for love, or New York or bigger cities.
Uh huh. So we're probably
all
looking.
You are kind of right then.
Yeah.
No.
I was completely wrong because you said states, and I threw a bunch of cities at you, like, I'm not.
No, whatever. It's hard, honey.
Grade school.
Life is hard.
It's tough.
Okay. I know, right? But we are trying to work and help people have like really good things in life, like really good sex.
So that study in my head, I just need to get me some fucking.
Yeah, I know. Really. Well, it's hard. I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I've even had friends who are smart, attractive, you know, talented, amazing women, but they lived in really small towns. Like my friend who was going to vet school lived in like some weird place in Louisiana for a few years. She's like, like really, like she couldn't meet anyone. Like there was no one there. Like there's just no one. The places you live, there's no, you just can't meet people. So that's why they date online. That's kind of a bummer. She had a boyfriend for like 5 years. And she's cute. It's not that she's
hot. Yeah.
She's hot. Okay. So I'm going to just dive right into our topic of kissing. Because, you know, when you settle into an intimate relationship with someone, like I said, kissing can be the first thing to go. And you don't, first thing that goes, and you don't even realize it. Because you're like, it's the, you know, it's the warm up when you meet someone. You make out, you have these long makeout sessions, and they're great. Like they feel amazing. And then you can be with someone for a while. And, you know, you just have sex and you don't feel like kissing because you got to brush your teeth and you just had onions. But in reality, here's why kissing is important and why I'm devoting some time to this is because it's one of the components that can actively enhance your sex life. And women need kissing to warm up before sex or wind down after. We need it. We require it. But here's the other thing. When you kiss your partner, even if it's like a full body contact kiss, your body releases hormones that make you feel happy and more connected. So if you're just banging your partner and you're not kissing ever, 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 you feel less connected. It's your hormones that need to feel more connected through kissing. So, you know, when it goes like, but also when you're in a new relationship, kissing is kind of like a first interview. And if it goes badly, you're like, eh, game over, not going to call him back. But the thing is that you can actually work on kissing. So I would not write someone off if they're a bad kisser on the first date. And I think a lot of people do, or second date. Because kissing is something just like sex that you can work on. And so I'm going to give you some tips. You know, and do you know that I write a weekly column for Glamour? I'm actually their first like sex columnist. And it's published on Sunday nights. See, I'm drinking again. It's published on Sunday nights and glamour.com. So also, but this is something that just came out in Glamour, and I want to share it with you along with some of my tips. And these are some kissing mistakes that you might be making before we get into the specific tips. So tell me if this sounds familiar. You start out too strong. You're in this moment of passion, and it can be really tempting to treat your significant other's mouth like a very strong magnet. But you got to resist the urge to maul your partner like an animal from the get-go. Now, sometimes you might want to maul your partner if you've been with them for a while. But if you just walk up and start mauling them, like this is what I'm talking about. We got to warm us up. You got to take some time. So it would force your partner to play defense for this makeout session. I'll be like backing up. I'll be like, really? They're telling, they're attacking me. Like he feels, what are you looking at me for? What do you mean? Do you not get it?
No, I get it. I hate the overpowering tongue. It's not a wrestling match.
People do it though. I'm telling you, guys.
There's not
like
a winner
you.
And a loser in kissing.
I know. So if you are one of these like overzealous people, like a teen or something who can't control your urges, always with everything. I can't emphasize this enough. You got to start slow. A slow kiss and the momentum will build naturally. Pay attention to the signals that the person you're kissing are giving off. And then you'll know where to take the kiss to the next level. So you kind of pay attention. It's like a dance. Because if you maul, it's all about you. You don't even know.
It's a tongue tango.
It's a tongue tango. I like that. It's like a game. Start an iPhone app like that.
What do the French call French kissing? I know the answer because I just looked it up. They call it a lover's kiss.
A lover's kiss? No, but what's it in French? Because I do speak a little French. I'm trying to remember kiss.
Baiser Florentine.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But okay. Kissing mistake number two. You do not use your tongue. Here's a fact. A closed mouth kiss has never rocked anyone's world. Like the first time you go out with someone, you kiss them. Like sometimes you're like, oh, we're just going to kiss goodnight and we're going to linger. But eventually you got to open the mouth and get the tongues in there.
Yeah, that's creepy when it's just like closed mouth. Yeah.
Well, sometimes the first kiss is closed mouth.
But yeah, but if it lingers, if it stays, if it's like a 5-10 second closed
mouth
kiss.
Yeah, there's a certain there's a point of no return. You got to know that. Show some enthusiasm for your partner's mouth by using more than your lips. So some tips if you are not using your tongue and how to use it is you can softly glide your tongue over his. Take his bottom lip in your mouth and gently suck it. Have you ever had a woman do that? The suck?
Yeah, the bottom lip.
The bottom lip suck?
I got big lips, so it's pretty easy. Yeah, you know what? As a guy, and I think that I might speak for a lot of guys when I say this, like I kind of just follow their lead. Like if they're like hard kissers, I'll be hard back. If they're very soft, I just kiss the way that they kiss. And I kind of just try and replicate what they're doing.
Well, it's funny that you say that because one of my number one tips for couples about kissing is, because these are even if you're in a long-term relationship, short-term, if you love everything else, but you're like, God, I wish he would just not stick his tongue so deep down my throat. Play a game. Say, you know what? I want you to do something. Let's do this. First, kiss me the way that you want to be kissed. I'm just going to follow your lead. And then next, I'll kiss you the way I want to be kissed. And then you can kind of make an amalgamation of the two and become perfect kissers together, hopefully. You might have to do it a few times. You don't think that would work?
No, I think it'd be great.
Okay, good.
It'd be like having, like, and then you create your own kiss. That's unique to you.
I know, right? Like, it's and her, because it's not like I'm asking you, like, you know, you have to, you know, do some crazy yoga pose or something or some Kama Sutra thing. It's like you can learn how to, like, back off with your tongue. Totally easy. Kissing mistake number three, you miss your target completely. So it's really nice to, like, pause mid-makeout to purposely, like, do the brushing of your lips across his cheek or forehead, which is kind of nice to kiss around the face, erogenous zones. If not, however, it's not hot to let your lips wander from his mouth so that his chin, nose, cheeks are covered in absent-minded drool. So if your significant other is constantly having to redirect your focus, take the hint and laser in on his lips. Have you ever had a wet, sloppy kisser?
You know, I'm sitting here just going back in my mind. So, did you do a lot of making out when you were younger? You were a late bloomer, right?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
I can tell you that one of the grossest things in the world is the 13-year-old, 14-year-old makeout sessions. Where, like, there would be, like, a common pool of saliva that would sometimes just
get,
it's so
that.
Gross.
It
so,
is gross.
Because, you know, you're both so nervous and there's so much. And you're just kissing for too long and it's... And it's so embarrassing.
It is.
And you're both simultaneously embarrassed, but no one can say anything.
Well, I remembered my first kiss now, just now. Did you do this where we were kissing? We were at my friend's, like, basement. It was like a kissing party in seventh grade. So I did kiss in seventh grade, but I didn't do much after that.
Was it spin the bottle?
Yeah, totally. And we were in a dark room, and I remember kissing, and our lips did not part. And we just swirled our tongues around in the circles.
The swirl's kind of nice, but if it's short
No,
bursts.
But we never stop swirling. Yeah. Like everything in sex, you got to mix it up.
Both clockwise?
Just for like an hour. We're just swirling.
No,
swirling,
not
swirling.
For an hour.
No, it felt like an
Lock
hour.
Lockjaw.
But it wasn't very like romantic at all. I'm like, when's this swirling? I'm thirsty, hungry, whatever. Okay, so that was my first kissing, I remember. Okay, back to the basics.
What was his name?
God, was it David? I think it was David. His name was David, which would make sense.
What's your brother's name?
No, Michael. But okay. I've dated five Davids in the last 2 years, so his name was David.
Only five?
Just in the last, 2 years. Weird. Not like all full-on relationships, but yeah, the last one actually called him D5. I was like, you're D5.
I'm sure that he appreciated that.
Well, you know, you got to know. If to know me is to love me or hate me. Okay, so back to basics here. When it comes to kissing, especially with someone new, like I said, less is more. So if you're so hot and bothered and turned on and you want to like totally devour their face, you got to resist the urge because your tongue should not be inside the mouth the entire time. You got to use the tongue. You got to go in the mouth, but not the whole time. So again, start slow and then move your tongue into the mix and then pay attention like you do very well, Anderson. So I hear.
Thank you.
To your partner. And then you balance your styles together with theirs. Like I said, you can ask them to do it or you just try to balance. So here's how to kiss. So here's just the basics. I'm going to break it down for you. Start with your lips slightly parted. And this is for, it just says kiss her, but this is be her or him. Kiss her lower lip with your upper lip. Spend some time kissing without using your tongue at first. It can seem really abrasive if you stick your tongue in right away. So what I'm telling you is you got to use the tongue, but don't do it too quickly. This is how you warm up. You slightly part your lips. So if the moment allows, stop kissing her and look at her before you continue again. Because that's intimate. Look in the eyes. Total turn on. Also for men, a warning, you forget that your mouth is so much bigger than a woman's. So do not engulf her whole mouth with yours. Guys do that. And you're like, really? I can't breathe. There's saliva all over me. So expert level kissers, next level. Really great kissers know how to tease their kissing partners. So you go in for the kiss. Right before your lips touch, you pull back. It's the tease that we talk about. This is a hot move because you send that like anticipatory wave of excitement through your body, which is what we're all craving and we don't have anymore in long-term relationships. You pull in, you pull out. And when neither of you can stand it anymore, which is the ideal situation for sex always, go in for the full kiss and gently sweep your tongue in her mouth. Hot, right? Mix it up. Okay, so then you can mix it up. The key to a great makeout sesh, keep it from getting boring like my guy in seventh grade.
The swirl. The never-ending swirl.
I think it was not only was it a swirl, it was like a one-direction swirl. It wasn't even like, we should probably go the other way. But our lips never parted. We just swirled. We didn't know what we were doing. So keep it from getting boring. Don't spend the entire time with your tongue chilling in her mouth or with light, short kisses. You want to play around. Mix up all these techniques so you alternate. You know, soft, light kisses, long, deep kisses, lots of tongue, nibbling on the lower lip. A spontaneous lip bite can be hot, but not a bite that's going to, like, make her bleed. There have been some incidents.
Yeah, because Ebola.
Right. Ebola. No blood. Everyone watch out for the blood. No, okay, no biting. Kiss her lower lip and then lightly take it in between your teeth. Gently pull and then release. And a side note, that is a great tip that works on the clitoris as well.
You pull the clitoris out and then you
gently pull and then with your teeth.
Elastic band it back.
Gently pull and release.
All right, careful, guys. When you're talking about the clitoris and the teeth,
I know, that's so advanced. Just make sure you find the goddamn clitoris first.
That'd be the worst thing to be sued for.
What?
Like somebody sues you because their click up bit off and they're like, I heard Emily tell me to bite you there.
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Seriously. I didn't say bite. I said nibble. I said nibble gently and not the first time, okay? Sucking on your partner's lower lip is another great sensation, but don't get too rough or you'll give her or him a face hickey. Have you ever gotten a hickey?
Yeah, they're the worst.
It's been forever, but some guy tried to give me one recently. I was like, really? Like, are you really going to give me a hickey?
It's such like I own you. This is my mark.
And he was so possessive with me.
I hate it.
I was like, don't give me a hickey. Like, he's always afraid I'm going to date. This was like a long time ago, actually.
Hickeys turn like really attractive girls into dirty looking whores.
But I feel like it's not, you can't even cover it up. You wear turtlenecks. We live in LA. Like, what are you going
to
do?
And it's just screaming to everyone, hey, I've been intimate recently.
Okay. So when I come back, I got to do a quick word from our sponsors, but this is what you got to do with the rest of your body during the juicy, juicy makeout section. Okay, everyone, if you do not have a flashlight yet, what the hell is your problem? I've been telling you for so long that, you know, yeah, you got your hand. It's awesome. It feels great. But women, we've got thousands of sex toys to choose from, and our hands feel pretty good too. But until you feel something else to mix up your whole masturbation deal, you know, until you feel this, you're not going to realize what you've been missing. Flashlight is a masturbation sleeve. It looks like a flashlight, actually, but it's in this container and has body-safe material. You put your penis in it, you use a little lube, and it feels amazing. It actually simulates a feeling like you're having sex. And it was engineered to look and feel like the real deal, and some people think it looks better than real sex, than actual sex. You know, so, and there's also a stamina training unit if you want to last longer in bed. And if you have an obsession with a particular porn star, I am sure that there's a mold of her vagina on the flashlight site. So whatever you're down for and you want to try out and you want to mix up your masturbation, you should try it out. But here's the best part for all my Sex with Emily listeners. For a limited time, if you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, you click on the flashlight banner, you use code Emily, you get their award-winning flesh lube, which you need some lube with – it's great to add some lube to the fleshlight for the full-on orgasmic experience. And their flesh lube is truly amazing. It's like run all these awards because it's really good. So check it out. Check out the fleshlight. Mix up your masturbation. Have amazing sex, whether you're with a partner or not. And remember, your partner can also use it on you as well. Handy. Okay, so go to sexwithemily.com. Click on fleshlight banner. Use code Emily and let me know how it goes. Okay, everyone, I declare here that I do love my No-No Pro almost as much as I love some of my sex toys. I've spent my entire life and so much money getting rid of unwanted hair, razors, waxing, tweezing, all the things that we do. The No-No Pro is the best way to remove unwanted hair without pain whatsoever. There's no pain. I just do it when I'm sitting at the cab, sitting on the couch, I'm at home. Anywhere you want to remove hair, you've long-lasting results. It's for men too. You know, you got a little bit of hair on your back or your back of your neck, your legs, arm, face, anywhere you want to remove it, you have weeks of long-lasting results. You will love how easy this is to use. Plus, it comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you purchase it, you get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com. Okay, so people, here's the thing about the kiss. What do you do with the rest of your body? So now you've mastered the kiss. You're having this juicy makeout section. Do something with your hands rather than just focus all your attention on the kissing. Like, you might be worried, like, am I kissing her right? Caress her back. Another erogenous zone. Hold her waist. Hold her, cup her face. Women love it when you cup their face. It's so romantic. You see in all the movies. Trace the outline of her jaw. Hold her chin and direct the motion of her face. You can lightly pull the back of her hair. Delicately touch her butt, maybe, when she's grinding on top of you or lying next to you. So, like, you want to incorporate your whole body into the full kiss. Those are my kissing tips for you.
Body kisses are good, too.
A body kiss? Kiss down the body?
A hug.
Oh, a body hug?
A hug, yeah, cuddles.
Do we have time for an email, Anderson?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, okay, guys. We were talking last week, we were talking about teasing.
Yeah.
We were talking about the anticipation of kissing. Like
exactly.
Coming in. What about this move? This is a move that I would try out if you and I were a couple.
Uh-huh.
I'd go in for like the kiss. Like right when we're about to kiss, I'd back away, roll over, go to sleep. What do you think of that?
I would hate that.
But it's anticipation. It's
yeah,
teasing.
But then you fall asleep and I need the cuddle.
Roll over, just fall asleep right when you're like wanting the kiss.
If you pull back and fell asleep, I would leave and be game. That the tease is not like you depart. You don't leave. You don't go, oh, I might touch your vagina, but I'm going to go home. No. But that thanks for asking.
Okay, I won't
okay.
Do that.
So anyway, this is a question here about foreplay. Hi, Emily. Big fan of the show. I have a question regarding foreplay. I've heard you say many times that long foreplay sessions will make for more satisfaction for my partner. I've been amping up the foreplay, and just about every girl I've slept with seems all the more happier, which is great. However, sometimes I find myself getting a little anxious to get to the whole penetration part, and I find myself getting slightly bored during a long session of foreplay. And as a result, I lose my erection. Is this normal? Thanks, Emily. Love your show. Bob. Okay, this is totally normal. And just because I'm always talking about long sessions of foreplay doesn't mean that it's only for the woman. So you can take turns. She can play with you too. She should know this. Just because you are performing oral sex on her or doing something doesn't mean that she shouldn't be touching you. You could do the good old 69. And also, foreplay doesn't have to be continuous. You can start foreplay, then you can have sex a little bit, intercourse, pull out, keep continuing foreplay. It can be an ongoing thing because if you feel like you're losing your erection, that's like a total buzzkill for you too. So I think that you got to just mix it up. And again, foreplay, not just for women, for men too. So take turns and let her know. I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of guys just stay turned on the whole time because they get really turned on by her getting turned on. But maybe you're going a little bit too long. And is she performing foreplay on you? Again, she could perform oral sex on you. She could, I don't know, play with your balls, whatever you like, your nipples. So I think give you a massage. I mean, this has got to be equal opportunity here. What do you think, Anderson? Do you ever get bored of foreplay? Are you like, really? Enough already? Do you? Never?
Oh, foreplay's cool.
You're down with foreplay. Okay. So, oh, God, this is this porn and sex. This is a big one. Dear Emily, my boyfriend always says he's not that into sex, but I tell him I need it. We live together and he assures me he's happy. However, I search his internet history and he visits a porn site every day, if not twice a day. What the hell? I've tried to show him I'm adventurous. I've also, on a separate occasion, interrogated him with questions on whether he finds me attractive or if he's cheating. We never seem to get anywhere. Please help me, Anne. Okay, Anne, you bring up such an important point right now, just not for you, but also globally. There are a lot of guys that are just really into porn right now, and they are less interested in sex. Now, first of all, let me say this. A guy watching porn, totally normal. They actually need it. A lot of guys are in really healthy relationships, having amazing sex, and they actually want to watch porn more. That is fine. Porn becomes a problem when it becomes a problem, when you can no longer, you know, you're not going to work. You actually can't have sex without the porn. You're hurting yourself. You're ruining your relationship. That's when it's a problem. And it sounds to me like, yeah, first of all, guys just don't clear their browsers these days. Jesus, people. But I'm kind of glad because people are finding out a lot of stuff. So your boyfriend says he's not into sex and he's into the porn. So what I'm concerned about is that he's doing it twice a day. And I think that you actually have to confront him. You guys are living together. And so, you know, you need to say to him, I want to know, or first before you even bring up the porn, when he says he's not that into sex, was he into sex at the beginning? Has anything changed about him? Is he drinking more? Is he more stressed at work? I mean, honestly, when guys are worried about money, it's like they can't get a boner. It's like that. So if there's something going on, he might be using the porn as like a stress reliever. And he's saying he's not that into sex because to become emotional and intimate with you is just really stressful for him right now because he's concerned. He could also be taking some meds and all, you know, a lot of other things. But if he's telling you that he's like not into sex and you're trying to do it, and of course you need it, you're so right. People who live together and are married are in relationships and they think that they put the sex on the back burner and they think, oh, it's not that important because we're best friends and we love watching movies together and, you know, we take walks and he takes out the trash and I pay the bills. bullshit. You actually need to have the sex because it connects you. It connects you intimately, and you need it. It's biologically speaking, you need to be connected in that way. The hormones, the connection. So sex is a priority. If you're not having sex, don't write it off like it's something you're going to deal with tomorrow. So this is something you have to tell him that this, honey, we got to talk about this. And I know you watch porn, and I get that, but we need to start having sex.
Careful with the tone, though. Don't come down like, come down too hard. Don't put too much pressure. And you know what? Guys go through phases, too.
Yeah, I know. And I'm,
like, he might have found like a new site or something that he's really into.
No,
and he'll get bored
with
it.
You should never. I'm being serious. And I don't mean to be aggressive right now, because the truth is, when you go into these, first of all, sex is such a, I talk about this all the time. Sex is such a touchy subject for couples. And the reason why people don't talk about it, because it's so hard. It's like, how do we bring this up? It was good at the beginning. And honestly, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You just got to start the conversation. Babe, I love you. I love living together. Our relationship is awesome. But I know sometimes you say, like, you're not really that into sex. And I am. And I think we need it. It's really crucial. And so what do you think we could do to start, you know, having more sex? You say you're not into it, but, you know, I know you watch porn. And I know there's something different. I mean, I don't think that, you know, whatever. And then so do it in a very kind way. Tell him what you love about your sex life. And if he says to you, I'm just not that into it, done. I mean, you got to probe more. So when you say you're not into it, is that you're not experiencing pleasure, or maybe there's something else you want to try? Because I'm open, you know? Did you want to buy some sex? Do you want to watch porn together? I mean, make it a very like positive conversation.
Do you need me to go on Tinder?
What?
I mean, that's what she can throw that in too. Like, do I need to go out and find somebody else who will service?
No, she does not need to say that. That's what the kind of,
no?
I mean, if he
I've
says,
I've had girls say that to me.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm like, I don't really feel like it. They're like, well, should I just go find somebody else then?
Well, I guess if he says I'm not into sex and I never will be, but then she should move out.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Are they married?
They live together.
But they're not married.
They're not married.
Could be the end.
It could be the end, because honestly, couples who have mismatched libidos is more common than not. Like, I almost
and you don't find out till afterwards, because they're usually pretty matched at first.
Well, yeah, everyone's matched. Exactly. You could be matched with almost anyone at first. The problem is, if you happen to know your history, I wish there was some kind of form you had to fill out before you like date someone long term. Like, what's your history with sex? Do you typically like it 3 times a week or once a month? Because then it could save you a lot of freaking heartache down the road.
It's really like a puppy. You don't know until it's grown up. I mean, you could have a really sweet little puppy, but then...
I know. But this is history. You can go back and be like, yeah, I've actually only like having sex 3 times a week. And if you're with someone who wants it every day or once a month, is fine with me.
But do you think that changes from relationship to relationship?
No, I don't. I really
has that been proven? Or
no.
Because I've been, you know, I can tell you from my own experience, I've been like a 2-week guy with certain girls, and then other girls it's like 5 times a week.
But how long were you with those 5 times a week girls?
It doesn't last very long.
Exactly. So at the beginning of any relationship, you want to have...
But I mean, I'm talking about, you know, past the first 3 months, past the honeymoon phase.
Right. I think that pretty much if you've been in a 2-year relationship, you kind of know your libido. I mean, again, it changes as you get older. Our sex drives change, so everything changes in our bodies. So I just think you have to have a serious conversation with the man and take this seriously. Like, and please know that it is something that you have to focus on. And if he just blows you off and says, I don't know, just not into it, that's not an answer. So start very sweet, like I said. Start about a conversation that's fun. You're going to do something together. You're going to spice it up. But don't let him get away with it, because it will wreak havoc on your relationship. And that is all we have time for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I've got 2 shows a week. Anderson, you rock. Check out his podcast, After Disaster, and The Film Vault, because they're amazing. I actually laughed my ass off listening to After Disaster last week.
Well, I was talking about you.
Yeah.
Arguably poorly about you.
No, you actually said nice things, believe it or not. And then you called me crazy, but crazy is
Emily, I love her. She's great. She's crazy, but I love her.
But I'm like, don't take offense to that, because you love me. I'm a good kind of crazy. So anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone. I'm wondering, have you ever felt not so fresh? You know, like down under. Like you're thinking, I'm ready for action, but I don't feel that fresh. So I created a solution with my partner, Tony, called Down Under Comfort. It is a cream to powder formula that helps keep you fresh and dry all day, which means you'll always be ready for action. And it's great for anywhere you sweat, like at the gym. You know, people use it for chafing, boob sweat, lower back. Men use it between their legs. And it prevents sweat stains, chafing, and like I said, that not so fresh feeling. And you're probably thinking, I showered this morning, I'm clean. But guess what? Poor hygiene is the number one complaint about sex from men and women. So you got to check it out. And it was just voted by Men's Health as the number one product you didn't know you needed. So you need it. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily and buy some Down Under Comfort and be fresh forever. Thanks for listening.